Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes in a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today it's a World War II melodrama starring Brad Pitt, and it's called Fury.
This was a very sentimental Hollywood war film. Lots of bombs thrown, but the biggest is this film.
I can understand that. This is a movie by David Ayer, who has made some good films like End of Watch, police drama, and some really bad ones like Sabotage, the Arnold Schwarzenegger over-the-top DEA film. This, I think, falls somewhere in between. Fury is about the last waning days of World War II. There's a tank crew led by Brad Pitt as the no-nonsense sergeant. His band of five men do what they can to wipe out as many Nazis as possible before the war is over.
It's not Black Hawk Down, that's for sure. And was Brad Pitt the star or his haircut? You can tell I didn't like it.
No. This is almost a sadistically violent movie. The main point I believe the filmmaker was trying to make was war is hell.
Oh, yes. And I thought the only star with merit was the young soldier who was shocked by all the carnage. And Brad Pitt was coaching him and he gradually toughened up. But it wasn't enough to save the movie.
That's Logan Lerman who played the young soldier who reluctantly was
shooting.
Part of the carnage.
Yes.
Shia LaBeouf and Michael Pena are among the crew members. The movie wasn't intended to be exploitive, but that's kind of the way it came off.
Oh, yes, contrived. And that music score was so interfering and sentimental with its the violins, and it just seemed so contrived.
It is competent, well-produced, but adds nothing to the genre.
There you go.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.